WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Digging in the right place can still lead to problems. That was the case Friday night at the construction site where the Plaza Hotel once stood at Texas and University.
There was a gentleman operating a backhoe, and he thought he was digging in the proper place based on where he saw the gas lines marked. And it is an inexact science sometimes. And when he dug down with a track hoe, it hit a 4-inch gas main.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says no customers were affected, but for the better part of 2 hours, traffic was blocked at and around the intersection, and those staying at 3 nearby hotels couldn't use their vehicles, all as a safety precaution. Stealing cars in Brazos and Fort Bend counties results in a prison sentence of 60 years.
A news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 55-year-old Cunning Morgan of Houston used the same scheme to take high-end vehicles. The normal punishment range between 2 and 10 years was increased due to Morgan's criminal history. With 7 prior felonies, including aggravated robbery and aggravated assault, he could have received a life term. That was one of 2 jury trials that ended Friday. The other was the conviction of a former College Station man for stalking his ex-girlfriend and breaking into her home, taking all her underwear and swimsuits. 24-year-old Justin Pressler will be serving at least 6 months of a 10-year sentence. Prosecutors said Pressler repeatedly stalked ex-girlfriends, destroyed their property, continuously harassed them, and retaliated against them when they called the police. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Meanwhile, 4 Rockdale men were arrested yesterday, accused of burglarizing several College Station cars and stealing a man's property from beside his U-Haul trailer as he unloaded it. Officers who responded to the Laurel Ridge Apartments on Spring Loop found 4 men in a car with the property reported stolen from the U-Haul, as well as property from 2 other burglaries and additional items that appeared to be stolen. Arrested were 19-year-old Miguel Alonso Garcia, 19-year-old Horatio Estrada, 19-year-old Justin Williams, and 19-year-old Desmond Davis. The case is still being investigated, but it's believed the men are responsible for several other local car burglaries. A suburban Houston woman is going to prison for 38 years for a drunk driving crash in Montgomery County 2 years ago that killed 2 people and injured a third. 24-year-old Nicole Bacchus had 21 drinks in 4 hours before getting behind the wheel. Major Randy Field is with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
1 or 2 drinks in an hour period over time is not going to be considered excessive, but you get to the point of 21 drinks in a 4-hour period. Common sense comes into play. That's just way too many drinks.
The bar in question lost its license for 1 month, but has since reopened under a new name. Back on the A&M campus after serving as ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker has accepted another presidential appointment. The dean of the Bush School is one of the 3 men named to the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees all U.S. government-supported civilian international media. Crocker and the others were recently confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Crocker was also a lecturer at Yale before returning to College Station. The 3rd special session of the state legislature resumes this afternoon. The Senate spent little time passing its version of a proposed constitutional amendment for more highway funding. But Senator Charles Schwertner voted no, among other reasons, because it doesn't call for a minimum amount to stay in the rainy day fund.
Right now, there's anticipated to be $8.5 billion in the rainy day fund. I believe it should be a indexed floor that will go up and down based upon the maximum amount of money that is allowed in the rainy day fund. We have a maximum amount that we can put into the rainy day fund, and I think it should be 1/3 of that amount. That would be about $4.8 billion.
Schwertner also wants the minimum set by the majority vote of the House and Senate, not just those serving on the Legislative Budget Board. A letter sent by 37 Texas members of Congress to the president was part of the successful appeal leading to the city of West being declared a major disaster area by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, whose district includes West, says the FEMA declaration means $35 to $40 million for the city. $3 to $4 million will be flowing quickly to replace water and sewer lines.
If you think about it, your house is destroyed, you're ready to rebuild it, but you don't know if you're going to have a water system. Then you're not going to rebuild until you know that. So this has been the sort of the, the critical issue that we've been trying to press the White House on.
Flores says the Stafford Act is not just for victims of natural acts.
The Stafford Act is not limited to natural disasters. Normally, you hear about FEMA being involved in natural disasters, but they are involved in other types of disasters as well.
Flores says the utility lines were destroyed by the seismic effect of the April explosion. Closer to home, the congressman says he will be holding a town hall meeting in Bryan on September 5th. Time and location will be announced in the near future. And a Rockdale woman is facing murder charges after a two-year-old foster child died in her care. Alexandria Hill was taken off life support 2 days after she was taken to the hospital with head injuries. Julie Moody with the Department of Family and Protective Services says they're now investigating the foster mother, Cheryl Small, and the child placing agency, Texas Mentor.
This is a horrible, horrible tragedy, and you know, it just serves as a reminder, really, if you suspect child abuse or neglect, or you see it, please report it to our hotline.
According to Rockdale Police, Small gave inconsistent accounts as to what happened to Alexandria. Texas Mentor has been investigated by CPS in the past for not conducting required background checks. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Mary Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Mary Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
It's going to be a hot week across the region as high pressure remains suppressed off to our south. Lots of heat across Texas and the Gulf Coast. We'll see sunshine today. Temperatures will be up to about 100 to 105. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. More sun, breezy, hot tomorrow, 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny and breezy Wednesday. Highs again, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, here you go. You don't have to be in Pamplona. You can run with the bulls in Baytown at the beautiful Royal Purple Raceway. Oh, it's the Royal Purple Raceway. Okay, so I went to the FAQ so we can figure out what all this is about because, you know, we really want to know.
Well, thank goodness for you.
That's
and I
right.
did look up the stuff about execution drug, so for after that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we can do that in a minute. Okay, so they run a quarter of a mile, which is, you know, like
400 yards.
Yeah. But the phrase running with the bulls is a bit misleading. You see, bulls run at 15 miles an hour, which is much faster than you do. What actually happens both in Pamplona and in Texas is that you arrange yourself somewhere on the track and you wait for the bulls to come to you. And when you approach them, or when they're approaching, then you start running, and that way you try to keep up with them for as long as you can before they leave you in the dust.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't view this event as a race or a long-distance run. It's more like a series of short sprints. Okay.
Mm. It sounds kind of like a stampede. I'm wondering why you would want to be down there in front of a bunch of bulls.
Because you can say then that you've done it would be the most important thing. Now, so
we got sense in Texas.
I'm not sure about that. That could be bad sense instead of good sense, too. All right, so here you go. This is what you get. You get to participate in one running with the bulls. You get to be in the Tomato Royale food fight. You also get one Great Bull Run T-shirt, one Great Bull Run bandana, and one beer. One beer. If you're over 21.
That's pretty common with those mud runs.
What, did you get beer?
You get a beer after you're done.
Oh, okay.
A beer.
Got it. Okay, now the pricing is $40 until midnight, September the 13th. But if you wait until the 29th of November, right before, it's going to cost you $60. So if you want to sign up for this thing, you can register now. And again, it's at the Purple Raceway or something.
It's
the Royal Purple.
Royal Raceway. Purple. That's an oil company.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Royal Purple for cars and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Okay. Okay, so you got drugs for the dead.
Yeah, they still don't have a whole lot of information. It was basically saying this has happened before, but with other kinds of drugs. And then Texas switched to this specific pentobarbital because it's also used in a sedative. So that supposedly made it easier to get a hold of. It said that they've already executed 11 people this year, and there are at least seven more with execution dates in the coming months. But it's not clear if two executions scheduled for next month will be delayed or not. Oh. And Texas isn't the only state that's going through this.
Oh.
Meanwhile, a lot of the places that we get drugs from, or mainly Europe, don't really want to be involved with our executing people. But and they really don't want to go back to the electric chair or a gas chamber. Mm. But as different... for me, what was more entertaining about this was the comments.
Yeah.
Somebody complaining about the penal system, and the governor was saying, get the chemistry lab at UT to make up a batch.
Yeah.
And then someone else was like, just get any drug from China. That'll do the trick.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know.
Once again, if you kill somebody in Texas, we kill you back. We like it that way. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
And this one person put, I'm sorry, sir, but we can't execute you today. We're out of drugs. Would you like to try our substitute?
Yeah, see?
So, anyway, we can think of things.
Once again, I don't know that we shouldn't kill people the way that they allegedly killed their victims.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
That's grisly.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. Excuse me. Didn't they kill somebody that way?
I know.
Maybe
if you got a robot to do it or something.
I'm being inflammatory. You can't do
that. I don't think you're inflammatory. It's just I think the person having to administer justice would be disturbed if some of the ways that they would have to kill somebody.
Oh, I'm betting the family would volunteer.
Yeah, they might have somebody who'd be glad to do that. All right, here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. Bill McGuire is here this morning from Better Business Bureau, by the way. It's time now for Jethro Trivia, our highly informative little news quiz that asks you a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. So here we go. Being a kid just isn't what it used to be. What with all the new electronic toys and screens and the ways that kids play is changing. One of the following toys takes a sacred childhood memory and ruins it. What is it? Is it number one, a spray-on product that ensures your child won't go too fast down the playground slide and hurt themselves?
Oh, my gosh.
B, a realistic toy doctor kit that can't be played unless you fill out the insurance forms.
Ooh.
C, a Barbie with her flannel-wearing, motorcycle-driving girlfriend, Randy. Or D, tooth fairies made to look like sexed-up pageant queens. Once again, A, is it spray-on product that ensures your kid won't go too fast down the slide and hurt themselves? B, a realistic toy doctor kit that you can't play unless you fill out the insurance forms? C, a Barbie with her flannel-wearing, motorcycle-driving girlfriend, Randy? Or D, tooth fairies made to look like sexed-up pageant queens? Kevin, you're first.
I'm going to go with the sexed-up pageant queens a la Bratz.
Wow, okay, very good. Bill.
Those are terrible.
Yeah.
I got to go with the spray-on for the slide.
Oh, to go down the slide slower. Okay.
Absolutely.
Kat.
I'm with Bill because the other choices disturb me.
Yeah, well, be disturbed, okay? The answer is the sexed-up tooth fairies.
Oh my gosh.
I knew it!
A former executive of the toy company Hasbro and his toy expert wife have come up with a line called Real Tooth Fairies, complete with big hair, heavy makeup, and Miss USA-style gowns. These real tooth fairies, who practically resemble the real housewives that you see on the reality shows, love to brush with glowy toothpaste and the official Real Tooth Fairies toothbrush, but they still have a good message as they encourage you to brush twice a day.
At least they're in big gowns. They're not like the smutty, those monster-looking ones. It's like Bratz, but monsters.
Oh,
what I'm talking about, Kevin.
That's just so many
trashy toys.
Kevin, unfortunately, has to be in the middle of that world. Yes.
Yes. What happened to My Little Pony?
Yeah.
They were cute.
My child has no Bratz.
I'm not going to give any of my cats Bratz.
Well, let me see. Now, I don't know if I did the story last week about the Air Force group that had My Little Pony on their shoulder patches.
Oh, a bunch of bronies, huh?
So,
I haven't heard that story.
Okay, anyway, we'll see.
I love My Little Pony.
In the meantime, it's 8:20, so Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau. What you got for us today?
Well, Scott, we've been receiving some phone calls from folks around our area that have received this Dun & Bradstreet phishing email scam.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I better talk about that. So the question is, have you received one? And if you have, it'll look real. It'll say that they've received a complaint about your business
mm-hmm.
and that you need to get in touch with them. So they're going to give you some link to click on. And basically what Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation are saying is, hey, it looks just like, you know, they're using our logo
right.
and even the contact information is correct. But you got to be careful because, you know, if you click one of those links, you might be downloading some sort of virus or some malware that'll take over your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Spammers love to target legitimate companies and instill a sense of false urgency for the recipient to get you to do something you're not supposed to do. This has also happened, of course, as you well know, with the BBB, you know, any legitimate company out there that's national mm-hmm. can be used. So consumers need to be aware and businesses be aware of this type of scam. And if you have questions about the Dun & Bradstreet, if it's real, you can contact them. If you call the BBB later today, I'll be happy to give you that phone number. It's toll-free. We've had a couple of people call us because they received it. And luckily they did not click on any of the links. So that's the main thing. Don't click on those links. If you do, you're probably going to have an IT guy take a virus off your computer. Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation is a BBB accredited business and a national partner. Scott, I got a second little thing that, you know, some of your folks may be interested in. The National Advertising Division, we'll call them NAD, has examined puffery.
Puffery.
Yeah. And BBB experts in an advertising review will appreciate this. It's a decision focusing on puffery, which is sometimes really tricky for them to evaluate. You know, is it puffery? Is it not puffery? And so in NAD's decision notes, in part, that a claim that a product is the world's best may constitute puffery, depending on the context in which it appears. If the use of the superlative is vague and fanciful and suggests no objective measure of superiority, then the claim is likely to be puffery. Yeah, some of you may know that means it's blown out of proportion.
Right, exactly. You say world's best whatever.
Right.
That's puffery.
If, on the other hand, adjectives such as best or greatest are accompanied by specific attributes which are likely to suggest that the product is comparatively better in some recognizable or measurable way, the defense of puffery is unlikely to prevail. Now, this is hot breaking news. I just got this Friday in
my
email. So
okay.
I just wanted everybody to know about this, you know, so they can start their week off without the puffery or with puffery.
Because you'd want to file suit against somebody because it says it's the best dishwashing liquid ever.
That's
right
exactly
there.
Right. And if you have questions about puffery, please call 979-260-2222, and we'll be glad to engage you in that.
The discussions of puffery. All right, Bill McGuire here from the Better Business Bureau. It's our community segment. It's brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Markets look for direction. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stock market futures have been directionless so far this morning, suggesting Wall Street is heading for a flat opening. A closely followed purchasing manager's report on service sector activity and speeches from some Federal Reserve officials could influence the markets. Tyson Foods posted quarterly results that topped most forecasts. Reports from Cargill and Hillshire Brands will be out later in the week. Economists say the numbers from the three big meat packers will show whether a lot of consumers
consumers have cut back on beef since prices soared to record highs. Walgreens reports business was up last month, with same-store sales up 6 1/3% from July of last year. Consumer goods needed for back-to-school sales and the start of the holiday shopping season are piling up at a major East Coast port. Problems at the Port of New York and New Jersey started back in June when Mayer Terminals installed a new computerized operating system. That system has not been working properly. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeandCommercialServices.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Chocolate may sharpen the thinking skills of older adults who have impaired blood flow to the brain. Harvard researchers gave 60 volunteers 2 cups of cocoa each day for a month. Their average age was 73, and about a third of them had impaired blood flow to the brain. Those volunteers showed increases in cerebral blood flow and dramatic improvements in memory tests. The work is a first step toward understanding the relationship between cocoa, blood flow, and cognitive decline. In other news, going camping for a week could help people with sleep difficulties by resetting their body's internal clock. This according to University of Colorado Boulder researchers writing in the journal Current Biology. After a week outdoors, even diehard night owls began falling asleep and waking up in sync with sunset and sunrise. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. This year, the Junior League hopes to provide school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 8th at the Brazos Center and HEB locations in Bryan and College Station for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you will consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
The second annual Brazos Valley Fair, Thursday through Sunday, September 5th to the 8th. Carnival and exhibits are open daily, and you're guaranteed to have plenty to do before the Beer and Wine Garden opens to help cool you down. There's tons of fun to be had before the main entertainers take to the Bud Light stage. Great rodeo action and cap off the evening with a Texas-sized heart-pounding concert. Brazos Valley Fair, bring the whole family. Tickets online, brazosvalleyfair.com, or 979-821-1450.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Conroe area bar lost its license for 1 month after serving a woman 21 drinks during a four-hour period, which led to a wrong-way crash on Interstate 45 that killed two people and injured a third. Major Randy Field with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission says sometimes servers want to avoid confrontations with their customers.
You know, a lot of times that's an issue. They're afraid there'll be a fight or an argument or something like that take place.
24-year-old Nicole Bacchus of Spring, who entered guilty pleas during her trial, was sentenced to 38 years in prison. Four Rockdale men were arrested yesterday for two local car burglaries, and College Station police believe they committed even more. 19-year-old Miguel Alonso Garcia, 19-year-old Horacio Estrada, 19-year-old Justin Williams, and 19-year-old Desmond Davis were found in a car with stolen property from a U-Haul and two other cars after the victim with the U-Haul reported that four men had stolen his things as he unloaded them at the Laurel Ridge Apartments on Spring Loop. The men also had a gun and drug paraphernalia. The stolen property was returned to the owners. Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a former College Station man for stalking and burglarizing the home of an ex-girlfriend 3 years ago.
According to a news release from the district attorney's office, 24-year-old Justin Pressler had a history of stalking and harassing former girlfriends, destroying their property, and retaliating after the women called police. It took the jury 20 minutes to find Pressler guilty of kicking in the door of the victim's home, tearing a mirror off her car window, threatening her for calling police, and taking all her underwear and swimsuits. Pressler was sentenced to 10 years in prison but might be given probation after 6 months. A second jury that wrapped up Friday sent a Houston man to prison for 60 years for stealing cars in Brazos and Fort Bend counties. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Cunning Morgan had seven prior felony convictions, including aggravated assault and aggravated robbery. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Getting around the intersection of Texas and University Friday night was a challenge for a couple hours. The reason was that a natural gas line was cut on the construction site of what used to be the Plaza Hotel. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says the backhoe operator was digging where he was supposed to when a 4-inch main was hit.
We did have traffic blocked off as a safety precaution there at Texas and University. We also had three hotels, the Hampton Inn, the Fairfield Inn, and the Super 8s, all in shelter-in-place orders. You don't want electric starters or anything that could cause a spark in a situation like that.
There was no interruption in natural gas service. While many of President Obama's federal appointments remain up in the air, the Senate has confirmed one associated with A&M. Ryan Crocker, who recently returned to the Bush School, was one of three men recently named to the Broadcasting Board of Governors. That agency oversees civilian international media supported by the United States. Crocker is back on campus after serving as ambassador to Afghanistan and as a lecturer at Yale. The Federal Emergency Management Agency declaring the city of West a major disaster area comes almost a month after an appeal by the governor, supported by 37 members of the Texas congressional delegation. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, whose district includes West, says he doesn't know why it took so long. He says this shouldn't have happened.
We've got people living out of their cars up there in the middle of summertime. And it was just unfair to the people of West and the people of Texas to delay the decision like that.
Flores says lessons were learned about how to respond the next time there's a major disaster.
If something like this were to happen in Bryan College Station, I think what I've learned is we start the political process earlier by putting pressure on the White House.
The congressman says the Stafford Act, which covers natural disasters like tornadoes and hurricanes, also applies to the fertilizer plant explosion that happened in West. In another item, Flores says he will hold a town hall meeting in Bryan on September 5th. The location and time will be announced in the near future. Local and state investigations are underway after a 2-year-old child in foster care died of head injuries she sustained in a Rockdale foster home. Julie Moody with the Department of Family and Protective Services says Cheryl Small has been charged with murder in the death of Alexandria Hill.
We are the agency that is charged with protecting the unprotected. And when something like this happens, it rocks us to our core. We are devastated. This is horrible for everyone involved.
Moody says in addition to Small, they are also investigating the Child Placing Agency Texas Mentor, who put Alexandria in Small's care. Texas Mentor had been cited in the past by CPS for failing to do required background checks. And state lawmakers return to work this afternoon for what will be the first full day of the third special session. Last week, the Senate took just a few minutes to pass what they want voters to consider regarding the use of money from the Rainy Day Fund towards highways. Senator Charles Schwerter was one of three opposed to the proposed constitutional amendment. He wants a minimum amount left in the Rainy Day Fund, and he wants that number set by a majority vote of the Senate and House, not just those serving on the Legislative Budget Board.
The Legislative Budget Board is 10 legislators, leadership on both sides, both the House side and the Senate side. And they represent about 16% of the population of Texas. And I really think the floor should be set by the legislature as a whole and ratified by the people of Texas.
Schwerter wants to protect one-third of the Rainy Day Fund for emergencies, which at this time would be nearly $5 billion. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Paying money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at 268-1162.
Large area of high pressure will continue to build offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, and that system's going to be responsible for keeping temperatures at or above 100 degrees for the afternoon highs this week. Sunshine today, 100 to 105. Overnight clear, 75 to 80. Sunshine, breezy tomorrow, 100 to 105. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunshine Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you are. So ABC executives are talking with Lucasfilms about making TV shows based on the characters developed by the movie Star Wars.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, if ABC wants to do a Star Wars TV show, pretty much can, since Disney, which owns ABC, bought Lucasfilms in October. So it's kind of like All in the Family. I don't think to ask too much permission. Okay, so now,
yes,
bars and other establishments have a specific time of day when they might have specials, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we call that?
Happy hour.
So wouldn't it make sense that we should have something that would be the antithesis of that?
Unhappy hour?
Angry hour.
Oh, my
angry
gosh.
Hour.
Is that
angry
for the angry
hour.
Drunks?
Yeah. No, that's, there's a restaurant, in Washington, D.C. that has something called Angry Hour every afternoon. If you ask for a drink in an authentically upset tone of voice, you get $1 off the drink.
Oh, my gosh. That's really silly.
I like that. See?
It's like the opposite of Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah. I think this is a good idea.
What's Dick's Last Resort?
It's a bar on the Riverwalk that's notorious for insulting you.
Yeah.
They sell the margaritas and the waiters are rude. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, waiters are rude could be a lot of them in New York. I mean, not even special.
Yeah,
there.
But it's what their specialty is. Like, yeah. That's why people
they're
go
known
there.
For that. They're okay. Known. They're known for that. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Here you go. Here's what you can check out today because you're going to need something because it's Monday. You're going to be sitting in your burlap lined space and go, all right, I'm tired of actually working. I need something to do.
Right.
Okay. Next time you want to slam Joan Rivers for all the plastic surgery that she's had, there's a slideshow that the San Francisco Chronicle has produced.
Oh, gosh.
It's a website of 50 celebrities over 50 with their before and after pictures. Just saying. So there you go. The before pics, by the way, go back as far as 20 to 25 years. And some people have aged well and others not so much. On the good side, Lisa Kudrow still looks pretty good. And Phoebe Cates and Jamie Lee Curtis also are pretty comfortable with their own skin. The men who have aged better are picks like George Clooney, Bon Jovi, Kevin Bacon, Johnny Depp, and Steve Carell. But then there are the horror stories that are Meg Ryan and Jessica Lange. And while they don't mention him, probably Kenny Rogers, too, right? Kenny Rogers. Got a story today about Camilla. Remember Camilla? You know who Camilla is. Lady who's married to Prince Charles, you know? Anyway, apparently they've been whining because, well, they've been doing these parades, they've been shaking hands, and they've been walking around on marble ballroom floors, and it's just killing their feet. They're apparently suffering from calluses and corns. She worse than he. As a result, she walks around barefoot at home. Ditches the makeup and admits she's quite plain when out of the public eye. Hell, she's plain when she's made up. Put a feed sack on her.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll see how that works out. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world.
Right.
Still appreciates your gritty, hardcore entertainment. He told the New York Post Page Six Gossip columnist he is a huge fan of Breaking Bad and attended the season premiere party and said he would have crashed it had he not even been invited. So, wow. Okay, shave your head, you know, look like that. So Home Depot chic, this is an actual thing now.
Oh, yeah?
Tool time trend started earlier this summer. All the cool kids wearing T-shirts and bags with the orange Home Depot logo. Now a fashion model and writer by the name of Corinne Reutfeld is modeling a $9.50 disposable Home Depot painter's jumpsuit in the latest issue of her fashion magazine. Home Depot said that they noticed they suddenly were the it brand in fashion. Home Depot tote bags are especially popular. A spokesperson for Fashionista.com says the real reason is simple. Fashion is about look and functionality, two things that we're all about at Home Depot. And orange is a great color. And, you know, really, if you can get people to wear your logo, that's one thing. If you can get people to pay to wear your logo, I mean, how much better is that?
That's definitely a win-win.
Because I've never understood why people want to pay more for a T-shirt because it's got a swoosh on it. I don't get that. I just don't understand. But you want to let everybody know. Huh? Okay. Kevin, we're in trouble.
No, oh, what have we done now?
Hopefully nothing.
No. A Japanese toilet maker called Satis has a networked-enabled toilet, which can be controlled by an app on your Android.
Does it put the lid down?
Yes. And it flushes, as a matter. No, it doesn't put the lid down. It flushes. Next time you hear your man go to the bathroom and not flush, your smartphone will do it for him. Now, you see, and that's fine. That's okay. But, you know, you have to consider, you know, does it jiggle the handle? Because you may have to do that, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Well, don't you have to put, I mean, wouldn't you have to put something electric in there? I mean, don't you have to put a receiver inside to make it flush?
I don't know.
And I would think first of all, you're doing electronics and water, which is a scary combination. But
true.
I'm not sure if that works or not. Florida inmates fishing for their fix were caught after they apparently attempted to pull a bag full of pot, tobacco, and lighters from an upper floor window. Oh, the inmates, like in the jail. That's pretty cool. They got nothing else to do other than sit around and think about doing that kind of stuff. So that's all right. Seattle residents. I got two stories on Seattle. We'll do this one first. Seattle residents are burning the midnight oil. The folks at Movoto.com. Come up with a slew of data, and they went through it, and they figured out under this numerous criteria, what are the hardest-working cities in U.S. America? Hardest-working cities. The top data point was the Bureau of Labor Statistics tally of the average hours worked for residents. They put in commute time and volunteer hours as well. And Seattle, all told, is number one. Number one is the hardest-working city.
Huh.
Number two, Arlington, Texas.
Hey, hey.
Number three, Fort Worth, Texas. Number four, Austin, Texas. Number 5, San Jose. Number 6, San Francisco. Number 7, Dallas. So there you go. We're doing pretty well. We do. We got 4 in the top 7. Number 8 is Virginia Beach. Number 9 is Washington. And number 10 is Houston.
Notice that Washington, D.C. is not on the list.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm thinking. No, they are. That's it. They're number 9. They're what's Washington,
on the
D.C.
worst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
no.
I was getting
that's all right.
Confused.
Now, slackers. These are the slackers, the folks who don't do anything. Number 1 slacker city in America, Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Yep, number 2.
Yeah, but I bet they're a lot happier.
Well, they could be. I mean, you know, unless you're working for FedEx, you know, FedEx, they make you move pretty fast. And then number 2 is Fresno, California. And number 3 is Cleveland, Ohio. So there you go. Those are your slacker cities. But again, Texas, that's so 4 in the top 7 and 5 of the top 10 are from the state of Texas. I would think that speaks well. Hello?
That has got to be heavily weighted on commute times.
Well, yeah, that could well be. That's probably why we're not in there.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 13 minutes till. We're going to see if Mr. Downs is in this morning.
Are you going to talk to him about the new doctor?
Oh, well, we can do that. Yeah. We'll do that.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Carly.
Carly, is Mr. Downs in?
Let me see. One moment.
Thank you. Okay. We'll see how all that works out. That's Carly, who's the smiling voice that you have when you call us here at Brian Broadcasting.
One of several smiling voices.
Yes,
so
we do. We have many smiling voices. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Also, later on, America's
Good
Most...
Lord, it's Scott.
Oh, but how did you know?
Well, I picked up the phone and you're talking.
Oh,
it would be sort of a tip-off.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Okay. Ben Downs here, general manager of the radio station.
And a fine gentleman at that, and one heck of a dancer.
How's that home repair going?
I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, today, as we stood in our so far untouched den today, yesterday, and looked around, I what to my wondering eyes should appear but a kitchen with no cabinet tops. However, because we are those people.
Yeah.
We cut around the sink so that the sink would still be there.
Uh-huh.
And so what we have, as I look around at all of our work today, we have a freshly painted door with no door handle on it.
Okay.
We're just kind of keeping it closed by trust in our fellow man.
Uh-huh. Well, there's only two of you there, so you don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah. And we have, let's see, the cabinet tops have been removed.
Yeah.
The wallpaper has been ripped off the walls. Uh-huh. There are, amazingly enough, there seems to be some sheetrock damage underneath there.
I can't imagine.
And we have no doors on the remaining cabinet.
Okay.
So I'm saying all that we're missing is the trailer.
I was going to say, it's like living in a mobile home.
Well,
yes, and don't forget the Sonic cups in the sink.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Are you taking pictures?
I hope not.
Oh,
I don't ever want to remember it
might
again.
Might be exciting. Oh,
no. So see, here's the thing you don't think about, and that is we painted all of our cabinets yesterday, and the neighbors love it when we spray paint over on their
clothes. Yeah.
But we painted all of the cabinet doors, and we painted all the drawers. Well, you know, that sounds fine, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
When you paint a drawer, what do you do with all the crap that's in it?
Yeah, that's right.
So we have a pile of kitchen utensils that we had just piled up, and we just dumped the drawer there. Well, we'll sort all this out later, the pots, the pans, the knives, and everything, which is a great idea until your son calls and says, hey, we want to come see Pacific Rim. Will you babysit the two-year-old and the baby while we do that?
Perfect.
You know, it helps a little bit, Mr. Downs.
Well, the two-hour advance notice was helpful.
Yeah.
We went from being not just child. We started out as a death trap for children and turned into not quite child safe in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
If you pretend that you're in a third world country, that's what I'm doing right now. My dishwasher's been broken for several weeks, and I have one hand in a splint, so I'm watching everything one-handed. But then the insurance
Do you have rocks out in your backyard? I mean, you could get a slip and slide with a bunch of rocks on it and just kind of beat your clothes on that. That would be
no,
cool.
I'm talking about a dishwasher.
Oh.
And so they brought a new one, and it was bent. But the old one's already been disconnected, so I have no water.
Wait. A dishwasher isn't bent. What does that mean?
Like, the framing is bent. Like, it must have been put poorly into the shipping truck or something.
Who's going to see the framing on your dishwasher? Why does it matter to you?
Oh.
They could paint it pink,
and what if it doesn't work?
My dishwasher.
It's like the ticking on your mattress. I mean, nobody's going
to
see it.
All I'm trying to say is you might feel better if you just pretend you're camping or in a third world country, because that's what I'm doing.
Sadly, Catherine, My mind is a little more rooted in reality than some members of the morning show. And honestly, tonight's the night. I'm just saying, tonight is the night that I have to finish taking the sink out of the counters, because we're going to put our countertops in tomorrow. And so the sink has to go, the dishwasher has to be disconnected, and it's the day that we're putting the countertops in the bathroom as well. So I've got to disconnect all of the sinks and the basins and things in there all tonight. And I certainly hope I'm able to put a knob on my door today.
I was going to say, if you could do that, that'd be a good thing.
Well, security, the cats have learned that they can kind of reach their little paws around the door and open it as long as it's not locked. And while a cute thing to put on YouTube is somewhat less secure, than you would really like to have.
Well, actually,
so anyway, I'm sitting here. I'm hurt. I'm sunburned. My back is in pain.
Yeah.
But by golly, just the comfort of knowing it's a job well done by me and the woman who still remains my wife after all of this is just thanks enough for me.
Okay.
I think they made a movie about that in the
Money
80s.
Pit.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're still married so far.
Okay. Now, so what we're trying to do is, because then you have to come to work, right? On top of all that, you have to run this gigantic company, and we're trying to help you out, and I think that we have help today just in your leadership mode comes from Seattle's Office of Civil Rights.
I can't imagine any place with less help for me than the Seattle Office of Civil Rights. But do go on. The bit sounds interesting.
It does. They may look like citizens that are carrying their lunches in brown bags, but according to the previously mentioned Seattle Office of Civil Rights, they would prefer that you restate that to residents carrying their sack lunches. You see, they sent out an office memo to city workers.
Oh, good Lord. Does this mean that if I've ever used the word brown in the past 30 years that I'm going to lose my job and my cooking show on the Food Channel?
Could be people who would be offended by that, you see. Because, you see, a lot of people who live in Seattle aren't citizens, but they are residents. They are legal residents of U.S. America, and they are residents of Seattle, and they pay taxes. And if we use a term like citizens in a common use, then it doesn't include a lot of folks. And then, of course, there's that brown bag thing. For a lot of particularly African-American community members, The phrase brown bag does bring up associations with the past when a brown bag was actually used, I understand, to determine if a skin's color was light enough to allow admission into an event or something else. And so just the whole idea of using brown bag.
Anyone perhaps noticed that the use of brown bag to describe a brown bag may have predated bit of sensitivity has come down?
No. Once again, it's one more thing that has to be fixed. It's one more thing that has to be fixed.
Well, thank goodness we have a whole big, tall building full of people who have their own. The only thing they have to do is to find things to fix.
Yes,
and thankfully, but did they list an alternate?
Well, they said it would be less offensive if you just said sack lunches, maybe. Okay, just
sack lunches.
Sack lunches,
not brown bag lunches.
You can't. Don't say I'm going to brown bag it anymore.
Well, look, all I can do, Scott, is thank you very much for once again pointing out the landmines for me, so that I can avoid them, and once again make it through yet another day.
Hope for a memo today. Thank
Good
you.
Good luck. Godspeed.
Yep.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Starz free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Have you heard of a group called Bloodhound Gang?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, a warning to rockers who perform in Ukraine: don't stuff the Russian flag down your pants while you're on stage. Bloodhound Gang was performing in Odessa, not the one in Texas, the one over there, on Wednesday, when the bass player Jared Hasselhoff grabbed the blue and red Russian flag and stuffed it down the front of his pants and pulled it out the back. And then he shouted, "Don't tell Putin." The audience pelted the band with eggs, and Bloodhound Gang was quickly escorted out of the venue and out of the country.
Who happens to already have a bunch of eggs in their pockets?
Well, I don't know. I guess those people do. Fans that went to see Chicago at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles Friday night suddenly found themselves on a movie set. The Hollywood Reporter said during intermission, the crowd was asked to chant the name Danny Collins. That's the fictional aging rock star Al Pacino plays in a movie now in production called Imagine. Al then came out wearing a black suit and sang a tune, "Hey Baby Doll." Well, this went on for about 25 minutes, and the audience really kind of wanted Chicago to come back, and so they booed. They booed him.
Wow.
Yeah, like that. And then earlier in the Chicago set, Joe Montagna, the actor, came out and sang If You Leave Me Now, the band's hit. So, I don't know. I guess that's two for one up to a point. You know, after a while, you, again, want to come back and hear other people. And kind of an interesting story. A dying New York City official granted a final request. She wanted to meet Paul McCartney. New York Daily News says Susan Kaperhoff, who's in the final stages of cancer, got a call from Sir Paul. Susan passed away in June at the age of 54. So how did this happen? Susan worked for the Metropolitan Transit Authority, whose board member once included Nancy Chevelle, who is the current Mrs. McCartney. So wasn't
that
a nice thing?
Cool.
Nice thing to happen for her. So there you go. All right, look for a high temperature today of 102, 103, whatever. And this is probably the coolest day of the week. So enjoy that. Stay inside. Drink plenty of liquids. And we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio.